and then he came, and even on the cross, he then says, forgive them, for they know what they do. So Jesus lived this perfect life. He showed us how to live. He then got us forgiven for our sins. So what's my responsibility? I can't, you know, am I responsible for my sins? Can I be responsible for my forgiveness? And that's saying that, you know, I can't be responsible for my goodness, because Jesus has already been there. Jesus has already done that. Jesus has already taken responsibility for my sins. Jesus has already taken responsibility for all the things that I've done wrong. He's already done that. So I'm not responsible for my forgiveness anymore. That's the good news. That's the good news they're talking about spreading to all the nations that the disciples have been commissioned to do. That good news that by faith in Jesus, we're no longer responsible for our sins because he's taken responsibility for that. So that's not my responsibility anymore. And I think, well, I've got this calling on my life. So God's asking us to go out and to make disciples and to do these things and to step out and live this sort of life that Jesus lived on the earth, which is scary and it's difficult and it's hard to follow and it's against our nature. So I'm responsible to go and make people disciples. I'm responsible to go and make disciples. But then Jesus says, you need to wake in the city first to get the Holy Spirit before you go and do those things. You need the power and the authority of Jesus. A commission is a group of people with the authority and the person in charge. So he's commissioned them to have the authority of Jesus to go out and fulfill that commission over their lives. So what's my responsibility? Because I've got a calling, I've got a commission to do something. I have to go and work in this place, or go and start this thing, or go and do this. And that's my responsibility then, to make the people that come to that group, or everything I do, make disciples. And I then have to teach them about this, and I have to make them good Christians, and I have to make them disciples. But the Bible says you have to wait for the Holy Spirit to lead you to do that. So Jesus is still responsible, because it's Jesus' power that enabled the disciples to go and do what they did. It was Jesus' authority that enabled them to do what they did. All the amazing things you read about the disciples, it was all because of Jesus, not because of them. Because they were just men, and we're just people. And it says explicitly in the Bible so many times that we fall short of the glory of God. So what is our responsibility? Because God's already forgiven us for our sins, and God's already given us the power, and already given us the calling. He's responsible for all of these things. So what am I actually responsible for? And we're responsible really for one thing, and that one thing is having faith in Jesus and being obedient to him. That was the one thing that I'm responsible for. When I'm speaking this message, by the way, I'm speaking to myself as much as anyone here, because it's like not easy to do. I'm not standing here from this position saying, you need to have more faith and be more obedient to God, because I'm talking to myself the whole time. Because it was one of the most simple things to say and to potentially understand, but it's one of the most difficult things to actually do. All we have to do, all we're responsible for, is to be obedient and follow God. And it's his power and his authority that's going to make this happen, it's not you. And he's already forgiven us to take responsibility for our sins, even though we keep on sinning, because our nature is that sin, and he will take responsibility for that. So you're not responsible to gain forgiveness from God. That's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to love Christ and be obedient to him. And when I say that it's not easy, constantly, I find that, you know, whatever the calling is, that commission to be disciples in our workplaces, and when God asks us to do something, being obedient and having faith in him is difficult. And we often don't really wait for the Holy Spirit before departing the city, do we? We kind of go to Jerusalem trying to make disciples on a whim, using our own skill sets and what God has given us and blessed us with. We don't actually wait for the Holy Spirit to do it. We kind of do it ourselves. And we get stressed, and we panic, and we get tired, and we get fed up. And we don't see success, and when we do, it's only short term, and we don't even know we're doing it anymore, because what's the point? Why am I doing this job? Why am I serving in this part of church? Why am I doing this thing in my life? I'm just doing it in my own strength, trying to make it happen. If we all came here on Sunday just because it's a Sunday, what's the point? If I'm standing here today just speaking because I'm on the road, so just trying to look smart and trying to say something really witty to you guys, what's the point? There's no point in that. That's not what my responsibility is, to think of something smart and clever. My responsibility is not to make Christians. Your responsibility in your workplace is not to do something smart and clever and to make Christians. Your responsibility is to have faith in Jesus and be obedient to what he says. He will tell you the things to say and the things to do to fulfill that commission, that mission for life. It's so simple, yet it's so difficult. I don't want to just stand here and bang on about this message. I don't want to stand here and do exactly 30 minutes. That's a good time to speak in. I'm going to do that for 30 minutes. That's what I should do. I'm just going to go on and ask Steve and the team to come up and just start playing some music. I'm just going to ask you guys, we're going to worship. I'm not sure what song we're singing. But I'm just going to encourage you to bring out something like a shoe or a t-shirt or a lanyard or a key or a pair of glasses, whatever it is, and put it down at the front of church as a symbol of you giving your commitment to God, as a symbol of you re-centering that thing in your life and giving it back to God, putting God back in charge, you know, a symbol of you now waiting for God's Holy Spirit in the city so he can lead you to do those things. Alleviate that stress and that pressure off yourself to be the saviour to your friends and family, to be the person. It's not your authority and it's not your power that's ever going to make any of those things happen. It's only the power of Jesus that can do that. And to do that, we need to sit back and let him take lead. So I want you to come forward, if you felt led to, and put something down in front. And that's you just putting down that calling over your life, your commission, your job, or whatever situation it is, to put that down and give that to God and let his power take lead over that situation. And also, if you're sitting there now and you don't know sort of what your calling is, like you're not happy in your job, you feel you're in the wrong place, and you don't know what the next step in your journey is, look the thing down and say, I'm giving my life to you. I want you to take the lead, show me where to go next. I'm going to wait here in the city until we show you the next step, where to go. So we're just going to sing, we're just going to worship. Let's encourage you just to hear, you know, listen to God, see what he has to say, and respond to him, be obedient to him.